Welcome to Polycast, official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site.
What show do you do?
It's called Polycast.
On the internet, is it?
You call Polycast. I don't suppose you're a Civilization fan.
Civilization?
A computer game.
No.
We'll synchronize ourselves here. This should be an Olympic event.
Synchronized recording.
Daniel Quick.
Makalua.
Imran Siddiqui.
Moja Snedis.
Kay Madeline.
Cardamandua.
No one was hurt. No one was killed. I was just part of the simulation.
Of course, as you know, when I edit the show, there are some things that I'll save. Even though it's not in the final version, I'll save it. I've actually got quite a collection. I've got about 30 minutes worth of 5, 10, 15-second clips from the past 50 episodes. And what I want to do is I want to have a special, be like the first 50. I'm celebrating the first 50 episodes. Here are 50 moments from the show that you never heard before.
Ooh, that should be fun.
Huh.
Our favorite parts and favorite moments and worst moments in Polycast.
Top 50 moments from the first 50 episodes of Polycast. Little snippets in there. And to our listeners out there, we had a first round. Everyone chose 10. Well, I chose 20. The other three chose 10. And there were so many ties, I was like, okay, based on how many votes they got in the first round, 4 for me, 3 for Mackie, 2 for Imran, and 1 for Annalee, based on seniority on the show. The second round was like, okay, based on that, if 5 clips got 7, I essentially chose whatever half the total number was that you had to choose from in the second round, plus 1. Number 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just had to say that when I was taking a drink of water.
Careful.
Number 49. Some guest co-hosts, Maniac, have said that they haven't even been able to listen to the episodes they've been on because they can't sound the sound of their own voice.
Well, you know, we have complete and utter faith that you'll make us all sound brilliant, right?
Mm-hmm.
48.
Oh, our finely developed sense of ethics, not.
I'm good to see that you have such a highly developed sense of ethics there.
It's a game.
Yes, this isn't how Michael thinks in real life.
Yeah.
We assume.
You don't work with him.
Oh. 47 is Evil Laugh.
Oh, yeah, where Dan tried to make an evil laugh and didn't succeed very well.
But I did better than you.
Don't do evil laugh, I said that.
Can you accompany that with an evil laugh or something like that? That wasn't evil.
No, that was just like, I don't do evil laughs very well.
There you go.
That was good.
Number 45 was Little Project.
Oh, I was talking about OT Cast and Code.
Yes, Imran's little project. It's not little, damn it. It was a big project.
That's not what she said. Has Imran gotten his little project recorded yet?
Yes, he has. And as a matter of fact, it's been edited.
Excellent, excellent.
What was his little project? One of those, huh?
Secret.
It's called Little Project. I mean, what? Were you not listening? Number 44.
That's the next improvement, though, isn't it? Where you're going to have a video feed podcast.
A vidcast?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. See, if I tried to impose that, the first thing is everyone else would quit.
Oh, come on.
Number 43.
Well, Imran's banned from nearly everything. It's just impossible to keep him from doing it, so.
Oh, so rather than having a list of things he can't do, it's easier to have a list of things he can
right.
do, because
yes.
that's the shorter
like,
list.
Like, he can sit in the chair, and he can write a letter. He cannot speak, but just give it.
I think she's thought about this a little too much.
42 warped singing?
Oh, yeah.
This is how Imran gets added to the no singing rule.
Excuse me while I paste the thing.
No singing, especially when it's as warped as that was. God.
Warp singing.
Stop.
New song.
Whoever that was gets added to no singing rule too.
Hey, look, we're producing more clips for next time.
Exactly.
41.
Dan's loving this type of interplay. He's like, cut, cut, cut.
Number 40 is one that I'm surprised actually made it onto the top 50. Hello again.
Hi.
You have now experienced the complete Polycast package as an interviewee, which are questions, listening to my bad jokes, and living through technical difficulties.
Ah.
That's what we do on this show.
Got the whole deal.
It, but it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was pretty good.
Number 39.
So are we going to kick this off?
What are you talking about? I thought the second episode of OTCast was going very well. And then, number 38. I have to say, I do like Wiglaf's response, is that I also find the outline of this podcast a bit creepy.
The interesting thing is that I was scrolling down in the staff room or whatever. I think people were saying, people actually like this. Maybe we should actually make it a real thing, an actual podcast. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, please God, no.
Because we know who the host will be.
Exactly. And then I have to come up with an outline or something. And man, we were running on fumes by the end of this thing. I mean, at least for a good half hour, we were like, all right, how do we stretch this damn thing out? We can't just leave it at like 40 minutes. Dan would kill us. Let's talk about something else. All right, what else should we talk about? What's on the forum today?
Number 37.
This is why we don't wake Dan up early. He gets weird.
Yeah. Well, more than usual.
Exactly.
That was actually from the first season. Number 36. Who didn't introduce a segment? James!
He introduced the podcast.
Well, that's true, but not very well. So we need to make it up.
Dan, are you trying to get him to not come back?
Number 35.
Given you start at 10:30, which is generally after breakfast and cups of coffee, how do your bladders hold up?
Where do you think we go?
I went to the bathroom twice.
Oh! Didn't know you were allowed to.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Number 34 is all three.
I'm probably not explaining that correctly. The people who have played Offsatori know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all three of them will know what you're talking about, yeah. Oh, hey. Dan. Hey. Dan, not me. Dan, quick. No hate mail.
All those clips, they didn't get any votes the first time around, and there were seven others that didn't get on the list at all. The list will continue, but first, 50 Moments Discussion.
Wow, this was a pretty good moment with Sid on the show.
I think that's so far our high moment, really.
Well, you know, there were so many people that were like, oh, Polycast, oh, that's ridiculous. And they're like, oh, we got Sid. And they're like, well, whatever, it still sucks. But they'll probably listen to it anyway. So, ha, if they play the game. It's hard to beat this for the first 50 there. It's hard to beat this in general. Sid's like, I can only do it at 2 in the morning. All right.
Okay, we are there.
Best moments is probably this and girls playing Civ, honestly.
On the girls playing Civ, when Kelly was talking about her Candyland Empire, I don't think I'd ever laugh so hard. Like, I could not stop laughing the whole time she was going on. I'm like, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Anyway, the Candyland Empire, that's classic.
And the whole portion on renaming things was kind of funny. I actually did listen to Girl Playing Civ, by the way.
Yeah, you liked it, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty decent.
I think my favorite part was when actually Kelly relayed the story about how she got the Best Buy or whatever, the employee discount on Civ 3, because she had been using a walker.
I just pulled up iTunes and I'm downloading that Polycast Focus for Civ Rev, Jason Bergman.
Oh, the one Anna Lee and I did. Yeah, that was...
Yeah, so I just want to say good job, you guys, getting, like, big interview after big interview.
That was a long day, though.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Anna Lee and I recorded, like, 5 hours.
It really was 5 hours.
Really?
Why? It really was 5 hours.
They did it after a normal Polycast.
Oh, that's right.
And our Polycast recording was 2.5 hours.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And then we had 15 minutes before the next one. And I was like, I don't care. I'm showering. I don't care. I jumped in the shower, like, really fast. And it was less than 15 minutes. And then went on.
Pre-pilot flashback. There, I've written it out on a piece of paper how to pronounce that properly. Hopefully I don't lose that paper now. Mach-a-lua, all right.
A long A, not short A.
I hear some scribbling?
What?
Right, were you writing that down too?
No.
Oh.
I'm pretty good with the memory, so now I know it. I should be able to remember it.
Oh, so that's suggesting that my memory isn't very good then, is it? Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
All right.
Right, it's time
to where I stand.
You even lost Mach-a-lua there. I think I should write this down after all. Exactly.
One of those silly nights in IRC, because I was using another name and everybody was adding some sort of alcoholic beverage to their name. Like somebody who was normally called Ward or made himself absolute Wardka, you know, like the vodka and whatever. And I decided, Mach-a-lua, that's good. It was Mach-a-lua, Mach-a-lua.
Only been around for 7 years.
Only? Has it been that long? It seems longer. Oh,
wait.
That didn't come out nice.
It sounded better in your head, right?
Yep. Number 33. Come on, Imran, you obviously haven't looked at the topics, otherwise you would be wanting to talk about the first one.
Me?
You only talk about it all the time.
Things I learned about the science of warfare through Civ 4?
Yeah, that one.
Catherine slapping you?
That would be the one.
Wait, damn it.
Number 32 was, oh crap. That was another first season clip.
We have a show?
Recording this?
Oh crap.
31.
So, James, you're going to get to witness the magic that is somehow reducing 1 hour and 48 minutes down to 40 minutes.
It's Dan's favorite thing to do.
Number 30 was Villages Sea.
Villages of the Sea.
I really want to talk about Villages of the Sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
I wanted to sing that too.
Go ahead, Mackie. Everyone's
No.
Number 29, I'm a little bit surprised that this was actually on the list in a way. Listen Self.
I'll have to listen to myself. I'm not sure I like that.
I don't know if I'll be able to listen to myself, but we'll see.
Don't worry, Dan does a really good job about editing out stupid things.
Oh, that's good.
Like, the stupid things I say, he always takes out. So, I don't know if you said anything stupid, but if you did...
I probably did.
I'll make sure to take all of your excessive swearing, Jason.
Just put beeps in.
Don't worry, Dan will fix it.
Number 28.
What is a Canadian moment?
Yeah, I want to know.
Like that? No, you go ahead.
Is that when you say A?
Number 27, sue me. We find that both Imran and I agree, although it took Imran a little while longer to agree because he had to read the clip first to find out what it is we were talking about.
It wasn't in the off topic, so sue me.
I will.
Oh, damn.
That was a first season clip, too. I honestly think that was from either the fourth or the sixth episode, where it was just you and I.
Oh, or is it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it might have been. Yeah, because no one else was talking. It looked like it was an outro topic, or a summary topic.
I'm also thinking it was for episode 4 or 6, because the quality. It was before you got your new mic. 26. Less creepy.
Oh, about the great general attachment.
Oh, that's right.
I have a great general attachment to my dog. That's about all I want to say.
If I knew what this topic was about, that might be a little less creepy.
Not that kind of attachment.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear.
Whoa, whoa. Hey, now, this is a family-friendly show.
Since when?
So you keep saying.
25. Curse words.
You know, my favorite part about dropping is that I keep recording so Dan can hear all the comments I make, like, oh, crap, or other words.
Curse words.
Like the time Imran thought he'd muted himself and told Dan to what he could do for himself.
24 was obscene amount, a comment by Mac.
He's made quite a bit of money by selling off his companies, hasn't he?
That's what I was saying. An obscene number.
It's an obscene number because it wasn't going into my bank account. That's what it was.
23 was a nerd out.
That was when Kale was on.
My wife always tells me that my inner nerd isn't quite so inner. Sometimes he comes out quite a bit.
Well, look at all of us. We're doing a podcast about video games. Gee, I think all of our nerd is out here.
I have an Audi.
I really didn't need to know that. Number 22, prepared usual.
Because he's never prepared.
Oh, is that one? Let's see. Let me read through this.
Imran, prepared as usual.
It may be the second season, but some things never change.
There's a topic?
Huh?
Number 21.
What about Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper, now without a prescription. That was a first season one. 21 was pretty off topic to the show as far as off topic goes, but 20 was even more so. That was Diet Coke. Bring back the original Diet Coke. Sorry. I'm okay. Because they changed the formula a while ago. And it's good.
New Coke back in the 80s.
Yeah, that one. Number 19 was Some Flow. One of my personal favorites, actually.
That makes sense, right? It's like some sort of flow or something.
We try to avoid those on this show.
Yeah, you don't listen to the show, do you, Michael?
18.
Oh, aside from all those girls that play The Sims.
Yeah, what's up with that?
See, now there's the difference. Girls play Sims. Women play Sims.
Oh.
17, one of my nastier moments. Keep quiet. This is your idea of fun, then I just recommend that you take that word fun and read it backwards, which says, enough? Yeah, that's enough. Keep quiet. Number 16. Part of the reason I actually chose this topic, ultimately, was to be able to say, ha, you're wrong.
I thought Canadians were meant to be nice.
You don't know Dan.
So that was what I call Tier 4. They were the clips that had the least amount of votes after the first round, but they got a few more, and then that's how they got in that order. As opposed to those that didn't get any. And as I said, the first round choices were not just based on points, but also based on co-host seniority. But I didn't do that the second time around. I just did it by points. The list will return. But now, more 50 Moments discussion.
Yeah, I think of the first 50, the worst one, and this is not a joke, you know, against Dan. But one of the early ones, I think everyone decided not to show up except for me and Dan. And it was just us two.
I mean, it's not a slight against Dan. I mean, if it was any two people, it'd be kind of... But we were both like, all right, let's just kind of have a conversation about the topics. I mean, it actually ended up pretty decent and cool, but it was kind of, like, weird.
Yeah, we did that. That was episode 4 and episode 6. We should have known.
Yeah.
I got sick.
For having a guest on episode 5, that we should have just had to try to arrange a guest for every episode, but we had to do episode 6, which was the second episode in 3 with only Imran and I. I had to learn the hard way.
This is why Dan now makes sure we have at least one guest co-host and a backup guest co-host.
Yeah.
So we're guaranteed at least 3 or 4 people, so you don't have that,
To make sure to introduce our 5th host, Awkward Silence.
Yep.
At least we won't be short on hosts, ever.
Nope.
Well, with Awkward Silence around, always have at least one.
Do any of us else need to be here?
That's all I could have got. That's a lot to say.
I actually got an iPod a couple of months ago, so I can finally listen to podcasts and not be sitting at the computer. I've been listening to other ones, and I've noticed that the ones that only have 2 hosts, they're not horrible, but they're not anywhere near as good as the ones with multiple hosts. Because you have all the different points of view, and you have a much better conversation about things. Instead of 2 guys sitting there going, well, that was kind of cool.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because especially since Dan and I didn't necessarily have many different points of view on stuff. We were kind of like, yeah, and it's like, okay, let's move on.
Well, the first pre-pilot was horribly awkward because I and Dan and Wilder had never talked before that.
Oh, the pre-pilot. So
I was like, hi? You know, and I get nervous about somewhat public speaking anyway, so public speaking with 2 strangers I don't know, except they also like Civ, and hi.
So, is Mamakawela here?
What, Makalua?
Makalua, okay.
Hopefully we won't and but too much.
No, I did that on purpose. Sorry, go ahead, Makalua. I don't even know why I pronounced that properly.
Makalua.
Makalua.
Yeah, but usually I just let people use Maki. No, I was just saying, yeah, they thought that was bad. Yeah, listen to us the first night. We don't know what we're doing, really.
Number 15, then, is edit board.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, I wonder who said that.
Edit out the whole, I'm totally bored of this now. Okay, thanks.
Or perhaps I'll just have you repeat it about a dozen times during the conversation. 14, particularly hard. I know that was like episode 4 or 6 of just Imran and I.
Yes. Yeah, wait a second. You tricked me.
That wasn't particularly hard.
Who's shiny?
Wait, hey! Number 13.
It's a huge difference between men and women. When I'm watching a movie with my wife and somebody's really brutally killed, then I think, yes, he's killed. Or my wife feels like the person who's being killed. It's a thing between women and men.
Hey!
That's why women like to play The Sims. And then they feel like the person who wants to
pee. That's just deeper psychological issues, actually.
Number 12, the highest ranking clip from season 1, which actually surprised me a little bit. Guy number 3.
I thought that was funny.
So, is it introduction time?
No.
We'll just be strangers instead.
Ooh, I want to be guy number 3. So, guy number 3, what do you think?
Guy number 3 talks to himself in the third person.
Number 11, come back.
I love that one. That was great.
All right, excellent. We didn't scare you away. That's good.
I'll come back again, too, if you want.
Yeah, you know, I might.
Me 3! The list will resume. But before, even more 50 Moments discussion. Anybody's listening to this is wondering why Imran isn't joining us as well. He has to pick up a microphone, so he will be joining us for the pilot, which you probably would have already listened to.
And are
so
you people are
I don't even know why I mentioned this.
I mean, I remember, I guess, what was it? In the beginning, I wasn't able to get on because my computer died for 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't at the pre-pod. I remember the first time I got on, I think it was Pilot 1 or something, and I heard Wouter's voice. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
Like, oh.
But I can understand half of what he says.
Well, I'd had a couple of pilots to go, okay, now I can get through the accident, all right. Yeah, see, when you first came on after the three of us heading to interview together, it was kind of weird, too, because, like, well, who's this other guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you only did the third pilot, Imran.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of weird. Who's this guy who doesn't know anything about Civ and likes to want to crack wise jokes every once in a while?
Every once in a while.
Does he add anything?
Other than the smart-ass comments, actually, there's a lot of value in those. Sometimes we need you in there to make break up the topic.
So yeah, I would say our weakest episodes were definitely 4 and 6, which was just Imran and I. And I think also those where we didn't have a guest, like probably the weakest show from this season was when it was just the four of us, even though I think that was good for us.
That was the most enjoyable for us. We were like, this is great, guests suck.
Pre-pilot flashback. Okay, I think I caught most of what you said there, Makalua, except Locutus was typing awfully loudly.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's kind of rude, you know?
I didn't know the mic would pick that up. That's actually a good point. Something to remember for the actual broadcast. So no typing.
So I'm just going to go into the administration panel now, and your account, I don't know, it's going to survive.
Fortunately, I don't give a crap about post count. You can reset it to 0 if you want.
Oh, I can I?
Yeah.
All right. You'll care about it when it's gone, my friend.
Mm.
You don't know what you have till it's gone.
We'll see.
The pressure goes off.
No. You hear my clicking too? Damn it. What am I going to do while making this podcast? I can't click, I can't type.
No moving the microphone either, come on.
Can you still hear it now?
It? Would you mean...
The mouse? So
you
can continue
either.
To browse porn while making this podcast now?
I'm not editing that. So the forms might be family-friendly, but apparently... Butter has decided this podcast is not. He didn't say that word, folks. He actually said porn.
Yep.
All right, so now we're down to the top 10. Woo!
Dun, dun.
Are you giving yourself a laugh?
Number 10, Big Assault.
How did that make number 10? I didn't vote for that.
I did.
They load King Kong onto a catapult, but they realize they loaded it backwards. The enemy screams, oh no, what a big assault!
Oh my god!
That was horrible.
Dan gets a gold star, because at least it wasn't Imran who said it.
Oh, that one was a horrible clip.
That's what I'm saying.
Dad voted for it, and he had...
That's right, I voted for it.
Well, that would be typical for a Dan top 10 list, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, really. All right, what's 9?
Dan says...
Of course it is.
If we want to smack 2, we better start hailing Electronic Arts.
Hail Electronic Arts!
We love you! I would like to see a smack 2, so I'll pretty much do whatever Dan says to get one. Within reason.
Do we have one-track minds on this show? No.
Oops.
Yeah, that was a good one, though. I love that one. That was a good number 9.
I didn't know how that one made 10.
Well, that one was great. That was my favorite, I think, of all of them. Or one of them. That was at least in my top 5.
Oh, top 5. All right.
What's number 8?
Was girl Civ?
So listen up, and you'll be able to hear more females who actually play Civ. Girls playing Civ. That's like the best thing you ever came up with, Dan. Ever.
It may have been.
That was what I said. Dan, seriously, that was the best idea you ever had.
That was awesome.
Number 7, Mackie segment.
That's my favorite segment.
Since there wasn't forum talk last time, and this was Mackie's favorite segment when it was called Modcast, I think she wants to introduce the topics.
Forum talk.
Oh, thanks. What are the topics again? Let's see.
Hey, she's like me.
Now, there's no reason to be insulting.
Oh, there's always reasons to be insulting.
Number 6 was one that I was close to actually leaving in the episode, and it just came down to time considerations. It was humorous, but it was too much of an aside to the discussion. So I left it off. Jack Thompson.
Oh, of course that ought to be in there.
There's another article on Atomic Gamer that says, here's a summary of every interview with Jack Thompson ever conducted. Video games cause violence. The worst shooting occurred in Germany up until Virginia Tech. The killer played video games. I am an authority on the subject. If the shooter is too old, he, she played video games at some point as a minor. I am an authority on the subject. There's evidence from a university that shows that children use their brains while playing video games. I am an authority on the subject. I am an authority on the subject. Buy my book.
That's a perfect imitation.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really like it. I wasn't a fan of that. Well, I mean, it was all right and all, but
I'm an authority on the subject. Buy my book.
All right, so what's the next one?
Number 5, AI's feeling. How to understand what the AIs are really feeling. As Endure said in response, interesting, I can't decide if you're half serious or not. At one point, Sir Eric says, why did Boudica flirt with you one turn and then demand a tech in the next one? And Sir Janus says, I can tell that you're not married.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that what we do?
Or the other way around. Give me things and flirt.
That was a good one.
Number 4.
Dun, dun, dun.
Producer Do. I like that one. Also a first season clip.
I could probably write a whole article about it, I guess.
Which will be on a Polton exclusively. Excellent.
I seem to commit to a lot of things on this show.
Dan's our equivalent of a producer.
Oh, yeah.
The list will conclude. But next, final 50 moments discussion.
And we have another something to edit out. Gotta keep those editors busy.
So when do we look for this to come out in the finished product?
Never!
No.
Another Rookwood silence.
I'm so brilliant, no one wanted to disagree, that's it.
So you caught me saying a bad word, I wasn't going to say that on the air.
That's what editing is for.
Okay, don't let my mother hear that.
Well, awkward silence.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, awkward silence.
We actually have topics for the show, apparently. I don't know.
You mean this isn't supposed to be an hour of us rambling?
Just something to hold the show together, these topics, I guess.
This call will be recorded.
Oh!
That's nice to know. I was worried for a minute.
Oh, no!
My privacy!
The kind of nonsense you won't find on and there's your first lawsuit.
Damn, that was huge.
We've been doing this forever.
Oh no.
And he looks at how long it is and goes, now how does he get it down to 45 minutes?
Oh yeah, episode.
How do you know this? Episode number.
Because he had to edit it.
Oh.
But I actually did some scary ass number crunching. Where I looked at, first of all, right now, if you want to listen to every single Polycast that has ever been released, you are going to need almost 3 days. You need 63 hours, 21 minutes, and 13 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
In a really big, high gigabyte iPod.
Actually, sorry. It's 63 hours, 21 minutes, and 13 seconds in total that has been produced, but 59 hours, 26 minutes, and 39 seconds has been released. So just a little over 3 hours left to be released, and that's from cuts from season one for more than half of the episodes, as well as the third pilot that hasn't been released. And then I decided, okay, how many hours have we actually recorded? And I've assumed that based on last year we recorded more because episodes were longer, right?
Yeah.
A little less this year. So I assumed on average across the 50 episodes, 2.25 hours to record those. We've done 7 specials. That includes the Girls Playing Civ Christmas special. I figured about 2.5 hours for each one of those on average. And then for the 3 pilots, about 1.5 hours. Came out to 134.5 hours recorded, which means since the first pilot, which, I mean, that was in August, but let's say since October 2006, there has been 5.6 days spent recording this show. So take that as you will, and then if you think that's insane, then I thought, how many hours have I spent editing? So I assumed on average...
2 or 3 times that.
Yes, exactly. I assumed 3 hours for editing for every hour worth of show. So in other words, since October 2006, I have spent 16.82 days. That's 24 hour days editing
this show.
Holy cow. Editing this show. And I finally got that number and I went...
What am I doing with my life?
Why? It was more like, foe! Pre-pilot flashback. My test message was, this is a test of
typing. How original.
We were thinking of something more fun.
I'll change it here.
No, I don't even want to know what it says.
It's now typing of test, is this.
Okay.
That's original.
For you, indeed.
Oh.
I got to throw some dirt around.
That's not nice.
Spice the show up a little bit.
Oh, I'm nodding in agreement, but of course you can't see that.
Yes, you're going to have to learn to verbally agree.
I agree.
There you go.
Oh, that's original.
Call in today.
In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLLY.
In Europe, 441-212-88-7659. That's 441-212-88-POLLY.
You can Skype us at the Polycast or email us at polycast@apolton.net.
For more information on Polycast, our sibling show Modcast, or about Polycast in general,
log into the series' official website at polycast.apolton.net.
I wonder if this is the podcast about nothing. I don't know.
It's for the podcast version of the show of nothing. Of course, when it's the actual podcast, it better be about something.
That's right. It'll be about recording this right now. So it's the podcast about recording a podcast.
Wow, that's going to attract a lot of listeners.
That's very popular these days.
Well, let's see. I guess after 50 episodes filled of talking about things and talking about Civ, I should take it back about that where we're going to run out of things about Civ to talk about.
This thing will only last like 2 episodes.
Yeah. Haven't we rehashed this 20 times yet already? What?
I take it nobody here thought we'd make it to 50.
No.
Nah.
Yeah, it'll last about 1 year or so, and then, you know.
We'll get tired. Yeah.
They'll get tired of listening to us, and we're here at 50 episodes, and it's almost 2 years, and what?
Oh, please. After the second episode, I'm like, I'm not lasting 5 on this. They're going to get rid of me. They know I'm a fraud.
That's what I thought the first time that after Girls Play Civ, after I guest co-hosted, I thought, gosh, I don't have anything to say. They're never going to ask me to come back again.
How long have you been listening to the show, Annalie?
Gosh. I don't think I caught the first little bit of it. Probably 1 year.
Wow.
I've been listening to it. Like, when 4 o'clock rolls around at work, I'll turn it on. So, like, it makes the day go by faster, and I laugh a lot. And then there are a lot of things I don't remember saying, which I think is funny. Like, did I say that? And I just listened to the one yesterday where I was gone, June or something, and there were a couple of things I was like, oh, Imran, why'd you say that?
Wait, like what?
Well, there was one part, let's see, where Maki whispered something, or said something quietly, and Dan's like, what, are you whispering sweet nothing to Imran there? And I was like, no, usually that's Cardamandua. Yeah.
I wasn't going to point it out.
Boy, though, I was a little bit embarrassed about the Spearman Fortifying poem. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
My husband gave me the hardest time about that.
I had to ask for a verse. How bad is that? Yeah. Everyone else gets one. I'm like, wait a second. I've been on since the beginning. The top three.
The top three. Woo.
Stop clapping.
I like to clap. What can I say?
You like... And I've already gone there.
Number three.
What, Mighty?
You have to tell us about the Penish Mighty.
I'm sorry, what was that? That was Mighty?
Who did that voice?
Is that Michael Lucas Smith again?
That was Michael Lucas Smith did that.
Oh, okay. What was two? Top two!
Love You?
That was awesome.
All of us chose that one!
All of us chose that one?
What? Oh, sure, Mackie'd say she'd love you to Sid, but nobody else. Oh, sure.
Dan's been waiting for that for 2 years.
I'll just take the I love you, and then another time you said my name. Over and
over and over. I love you, Dan Q.
You gotta stop using your editing abilities for evil.
What? He already produces his podcast. Well,
yeah. There's minor evil, and then there's what the holy crap.
That was funny.
There was one other clip that all of us selected, so in this case, this is where I had to make an executive decision. And I kept that as number two, and I chose this one because this was more general to the entire show. The number one clip from the first 50 episodes of Polycast Top 50, follow performance. I don't know how I can possibly follow that performance, but...
If you were concerned about following another performance, you wouldn't be doing this show. Yay!
Imran, you actually got the top clip.
All right!
All the truth yet?
Yeah, sure, we're good.
Yeah, don't worry, we're going to stick to chess from now on.
Besides, Randy doesn't cheat.
Oh, please, like I need to cheat playing you.
I'm Alex Manzares of Firaxis Games.
Hi, my name is Barry Caudill, senior producer on Civilization IV and executive producer at Firaxis Games.
I'm Dale Kent, designer of The Road to War.
This is John Schaefer, designer and programmer at Firaxis Games.
I'm Gabriele Trovato, I'm known as Rai, and I'm a scenario designer for Firaxis Games.
This is Thorne Johnson, designer of Civilization III and IV.
Like
me,
you're listening
to Polycast,
the official podcast
of
Polton Civilization
site.
This is Sid Meier, and you're listening to Polycast, an official podcast of a Polton Civilization site.
Now, I know this is something we haven't tried in a long time, but it's only going to be
four
words. What Imran just said, we should all say at the same time we talk to Sid. That would be the summary.
All right, count down, someone.
All right, after I say the word go the next time...
We talk to Sid?
Yeah, exactly, that's what we'll say. Okay.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go!
We talk to Sid!
You suck!
Okay, let's say... Wait. 3, 2, 1, go! We talk to Sid! You people suck!
Ha ha ha! was wondering if other people would do that too.
I hate you.
I could do it that way too. So that way it's not just chosen by me, since the show isn't just me. I have no illusions that it's just
me. And yet he spent 16 days of his life editing.
Yeah, so the least you could do is spend 30 minutes listening to this.
Well, okay then.
Don't be surprised if mine all involve me in some way.
I wouldn't expect anything less, Imran. But that's good. You know why that's good, Imran? Because nobody else's clips will involve you, so then you'd never be in the show.
Oh.
That's true. You got a lot of mileage out of that girls playing Civ thing, Dan. For
it started out as a joke, and then it became a reality.
I think it's funny.
Of all the kind of running jokes, that one has definitely taken off. Like, so we do the shiny a little bit, and...
A little bit?
A little bit.
You call that a little bit?
So Modcast is for nerds and Polycast is for geeks.
That's right. Hey, and that must mean OTCast is for dorks.
Oh. And that never stopped me.
Well, that's you. Whatever stops you.
Though apparently Dan and me sound almost exactly alike. Do you remember that? It was a running joke for a while.
But you know, now that we've interviewed Sid, like, what is there really left to do on this show?
Oh,
I mean, really. How do we what interview can we get that tops this?
Oh, now I got the peanut butter jelly song in my head.
Huh. Are you going to sing it?
A request?
No, I was just sure you weren't.
Peanut butter jelly
We have a strict rule about this, Dan. Now you know this. No singing.
The formal part is over, so technicality.
Technicality, you.
Dan would have to start talking before I could read the article to find out what we were talking about. That isn't actually a joke. I actually do that. Take that, geeks.
No, we're the geeks. Take that, nerds.
Oh, yeah. Take that, nerds. All by myself. I think it's just me here. You can say whatever you want. Dan will listen to it. I think it's weird. That'll be great.
Is this what OT Cats would be like? Just going through the funny pictures thread. Today I have funny pictures thread.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Second episode of OT Cast.
So when I listened to the of what was said while I was gone, what will my mood be?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Minus a couple co-hosts after.
Well, no, because actually we were saying Canadians really aren't rice. Nice.
Rice?
Canadians really aren't rice, eh? Well, that's true. I'm glad you clarified that, though.
I'm sorry. I do that all the time. I mean to say one word and the word comes out.
You are really making a lot of work for me in editing, Imran.
Always ready to be of service.
This is really scary. I press some button on the website and then I hear a huge explosion. I thought this podcast was coming down. I really thought it's the end of the world.
We love our listeners.
All three of them.
You've been listening to the show way too much. That's a sign.
Whoops.
I know. Why don't we take a moment to just briefly go around the table, if we had one, and talk about our expectations for this podcast, keeping in mind that if we keep them very, very, very low, the likelihood that we might exceed them still exists.
I hope this thing ever airs. That's a fairly low expectation.
We hope that we sound a little bit more organized in the real thing. You know, just a little bit.
That might be asking for a bit much.
So how much actual show do we do here?
Worst outro ever.
That's as good as it's going to get.
If you listen to all of this, we love you.
Record dates August 2nd and 30th, 2008. Sound clips copyright Civilization IV, The Warlords, and the Beyond the Sword expansion packs. Stargate Atlantis clips copyright MGM Global Holdings Incorporated. Copyright 2008, Bolton Civilization site at bolton.net.